Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 459 of the Fitness, Food, and Freedom Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about lifestyle modification. This is a important episode. If you ever listen to any of the podcast episodes, and you know, maybe this is a good one to kind of share with people, I think, show them, point them to it, give them, you know, spread the good word of the Fitness, Food, and Freedom Podcast, the Stoltz Fit on YouTube, if you're watching this. This is a good one because it applies to anybody who wants to change their life and anybody who wants to be healthier, get in better shape, and let that stick, which is really everything, is doing something that will last a lifetime and not just for a short challenge, a short New Year's resolution, a short, you know, blip of motivation that will go away eventually. This is modifying your life to be in a better place forever. That's what I'm going to talk about today. I always like to start these episodes by talking a little bit about my own training, nutrition, everything. Just kind of give you guys a little update because, you know, I was trying to include that in the podcast as well. Been doing some more like videos and stuff on the YouTube channel for Stoltz Fit and also TikTok Stoltz Fit, which I'm kind of dabbling with as well with the short form content. If you're not subscribed and followed over there, go ahead and do that, especially to YouTube, because that's really hard to get off the ground. I've done it before. With a farm channel, it's pretty hard to do with the fitness one. So Stoltz Fit. Right now I have a home gym tour on there if you want to see the setup that I have right out here outside the door of where I podcast. And then also some good shorts with little, you know, pieces of advice and content. Going to be making a lot more coming out as well. Nutritionally, this isn't nutrition necessarily, but it was my birthday about actually a week ago exactly today. That's why I didn't do an episode last week. Kind of took the day for my birthday and went golfing, you know, had a little get together with family and stuff and hung out with the kids a little bit. So turned 30, which maybe I should do a podcast episode about something like 30 lessons I've learned or something and about fitness. And maybe I'll do that. That might be a good topic for next week if I can come up with 30 that are groundbreaking. But for my birthday present, my wife, Sarah, got me an espresso machine, which is pretty exciting. Big coffee guy. I like caffeine, not going to lie. And the espresso is a very efficient and delicious way to get it into my system. So I'm enjoying that. Just had two of them. So this podcast should be good. I should be ready to go. But I've been liking it. It's great. I actually feel like I feel better after meals if I have a little espresso after. I don't know if that's, you know, maybe I'm part Italian, I don't even know it or something, but it is really nice to have a little something like that after meals. And in a way, when, you know, you want to stop eating, but you're kind of like a munchy person, like you always want to keep eating seconds and thirds and snacks and desserts, having like a drink that's different tasting than the meal after, kind of like a palate cleanser, I guess, will kind of help you stop. Brushing your teeth is kind of a similar way. If you tend to snack and eat at night a lot, just doing something like having a cup of decaf coffee, a cup of tea, brushing your teeth, anything like that is actually a good way to kind of like put a finish line to that eating, and you're not going to keep going. Anyways, for training, I have been kind of in training a bit more intuitively as far as intensity and volume is concerned, kind of challenging myself to prove to myself that I have some mastery here, because I feel like I can do it. I'm definitely experienced enough to train more intuitively and eat more intuitively, but I tend to kind of fall back on the things that got me to this point, like, you know, structured programs, structured rep schemes, structured progression schemes, tracking things really closely for nutrition, which is all good stuff. But I kind of wanted to challenge myself to see if I could take that next level of more intuitive approach to things, kind of a lifestyle approach, right? So one of the aspects of that is, instead of structured deloads in my training, I'm doing it more intuitively. Like when I feel like I need to deload, things are kind of adding up, then I will take a intuitive deload for however long I feel like I need. And I just finished that and just had my first training session back yesterday. So what that looks like is essentially starting to feel some aches and pains. My elbows are starting to hurt a little bit, nothing crazy, but a little bit of achiness. Sleep was like a little bit affected, where I wasn't sleeping as good, waking up not as rested, I thought. Maybe that was the espresso machine, I don't know. But that was one thing I experienced. And then also just kind of stalling progression, like where I was able to add 1 to 3 reps every workout, maybe 5 to 10 pounds, and then match the reps. That was happening for about 5-6 weeks, and then that kind of stopped for a week. So when I hit that about 6 week mark, I knew I had to deload, and I actually didn't take an entire week. I just took about 4 days. So I just stopped training on Thursday last week and then went to Monday. So I train every day usually. So it's kind of like a long weekend of off days completely, little active rest, just some walking and stuff. And now I feel ready to go again. Don't need like a whole week all the time. But deloading is really important. I mean, if you're not doing it, definitely try. If you do feel a little stuck in your training, a little bit like you're always sore, always tired, never progressing, workouts kind of stink, you know, just taking some weight off or taking some reps off and doing those same workouts for a week, or just taking 3-4 off days in a row, if you're not used to doing off days, that could really help. If you're somebody who tends to skip a week here and there of training and you're not that consistent, don't worry about it. I don't think it's that important. You're probably getting deloads more than you need, and you probably just need to boost up the consistency and intensity a little bit. That's what's kind of going on with me. Still training hard, still eating a lot of food, but a little bit less than last time I had a podcast. 2 weeks ago, it was 4,400 calories or so. Now it's about 3,500, just kind of reducing the food a bit because activity level is dropping just a little bit. Work is a bit more sedentary, and we're kind of, you know, cardio is not as consistent. I'd mentioned this last time with the baby sleeping a little bit longer. So I dropped calories down a little bit to focus on, you know, not accumulating too much fat or weight gain. And that's pretty much the gist of what I wanted to talk about. We will roll the intro music, and then I will be back for the fitness quote of the day and to talk about lifestyle modification, which I think will be a very important episode for all of you guys. All right, so the fitness quote of the day today is, you will never change your life until you change what you do daily. In other words, habits are everything. Habits are what get you to your goals, and habits are what create progress. If you actually want to change things, you need to change what those habits are, what the actions you're doing, you know, the actions you're taking. If you wanted to be really wealthy, you know, you would need to probably change how you approach work, the productivity you have, how much you work. You have to change the actions you do every single day. If you want to get fit, which is more my stream, not as much wealth, but if you want to be fit, you need to change the things you do daily, the habits. Do you wake up drinking enough water? Do you monitor your food intake? Do you eat foods that are nutritious and full of micronutrients? You know, do you exercise? Are you avoiding sedentary life? Are you training hard? All these things aren't necessarily like one and done. You just got to check them off the list, then you're at your goal. It's more like the habits you got to do every single day consistently for a super long time to see those changes. Life will get crazy, right? Life will get busy. You, at some point, even if you're motivated right the second listening to this to make changes, those changes will not stick if they aren't habits, because life will get crazy and you need to implement changes that just become automatic, like brushing your teeth, right? If you have a stressful day at work, do you skip brushing your teeth at night? I hope not. Do you skip, you know, drinking water or whatever other habits you have, using the bathroom? I don't know. These are things that are just ingrained in you. And if you treat health and fitness that way, you will be in a much better place and you'll be able to stick to things in the long term. If you treat training like this rock in your schedule that can't be moved, you have to do it every day. It has to be some activity. 10,000 steps, you got to hit them every day in some shape or form. You know, even when life gets busy, you'll be able to hit that goal if you focus on it as a habit, which will take some discipline at first, right? You're going to have to push yourself in the beginning to instill those habits, similar to like tracking food, tracking macros. It's very similar, right? If you have done it before, you know it can feel like a real chore. No matter how cool of an app you're using, it can feel like a really big chore to do. It can be really inconvenient. It can be annoying to have to pull out your phone, weigh your food, measure your food when you just kind of want to eat like a normal person. But once you do it for 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row without skipping, you have a habit to where you eat a snack, you scan the barcode, search for the food, put it in, and it's not a big deal anymore. It's just part of your life. It's a habit. And you need to do the same thing with exercise, anything that's health and fitness related that will modify your lifestyle in a better way. So these changes need to be long-term. And that's what the focus of today's episode is, lifestyle modification. This is something that is, you know, a big step for people to take this type of approach instead of a quick fix approach. And I say that because we all want quick fixes, right? I'd like to gain muscle faster. I'd like to gain strength faster. I'd like to take a magic supplement that, you know, gets me to my goals, and everyone else would as well. But it does take a lot of work and effort, which is one of the valuable lessons fitness teaches you. Lifestyle modification, just being willing to take that step of making small changes to change your life completely from here to the end of your life, is a huge step, instead of just like focusing on a short diet to get to your goals, a supplement to get to your goals, you know, a short training program with super high intensity to get to your goals. Instead of that, you are instilling habits that will last long-term for life. Long-term changes, much better than short-term extremes for everybody. Short-term extremes are fine. I am actually all right with small, intense goals over time. Like, you know, this month I want to knock a minute off my mile time or something like that, where it's kind of an extreme, or whole 30 or 75 hard or some of these challenges and programs that get you, you know, to really push yourself. I think that's actually really valuable mentally. Physically, and for your actual health and fitness, you need to be focusing on long-term changes. What can I implement that I'll stick to for life? The biggest mistake I see is searching for something that's a magic fix or a short-term plan. Like, how do I get abs in 8 weeks? How do I get, you know, big arms in 12 weeks? How do I get a huge bench press in 2 months? Those kind of things are not going to set you up for success. What you need to do is make daily changes, focus on the actions that will get you to the long-term changes. That's much better than short-term extremes. So you need to make changes that will stick with you for your whole life. And that's what lifestyle modification is. You do have to change your life to change your life. I say that all the time to clients. People complain, right? As a coach, you know, I get it all the time. People complain like this. I don't like eating this much protein. I don't like training this way. It's inconvenient to do this cardio. I don't have time. That, you know, it's not a great coaching strategy, but sometimes you just got to say, tough, you know, tough. You have to change what you do and how you do things if you want to be different. If you want to be more fit, more healthy, stronger, faster, leaner, you're going to need to change how you eat. And that's a big part of your life. You're going to need to change how you approach exercise. If eating enough protein, you don't like doing that, tough. You kind of have to eat enough protein to get to the goals you actually said you wanted, right? If you want to change your life, you need to change how you're doing life. And that's just the tough truth. Would I like to just eat cereal and pasta and carbs all day? Yeah, but I do have to hit enough protein too. And that just needs to be a change you implement for life if you want to make these changes. Being more active is the same way, right? You might have a very comfortable life sitting on the couch all day, sitting at work, sitting in the car, coming home, sitting in your chair, watching golf on the Golf Channel or something. That might be very comfortable to you, and it might not feel comfortable to have to go for a 10-minute walk after each meal, go for an hour walk at night, get 10,000 plus steps a day, do some cardio, go to the gym. All these things might feel like really inconvenient and, you know, not fun, not comfortable. But you do have to make those changes if you want to make changes in your whole life overall. You need to change your life to change your life. But those changes can come slowly, and that's what lifestyle modification is. You don't have to decide today, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to eat my body weight in grams of protein, drink 8 glasses of water, sleep 8 hours a night, you know, track my macros, hit the gym 6 days a week, 10,000 steps. It doesn't have to be like that. What you need to do, again, is implement long-term changes that will stack and will add up over time to change your life. Lifestyle modification. So what I've done today is created a six-week plan for you. This is just a quick outline of what you need to focus on each week. So for 7 days, you focus on the thing for that week and the thing of the week before. So as week six rolls around, you'll be focusing on what we're focusing for week six and also weeks 1 through 5. You're stacking, right? Week one, all you have to worry about is one thing. Week two, two things. Week three things. Four things. Five is five things. Six is six different things. By the end of this six-week program, you will be in a way better place if you're not currently focusing on your health and fitness right now. And even if you are, you probably can make these changes. Just don't get ahead of yourself. Remember, this isn't about short-term extremes. This is about long-term changes in habits. So each week, don't get ahead to the next week. Just focus on that thing and the weeks before and build on itself. You have to put in the work early and build those habits to have them stick when you're not as motivated. So we'll get into it. Let's do it. Week number one, hydration. That is your focus for the first 7 days of this program. If you start today, that will be September 6 till September 13. You're going to focus solely on hydration. Eat like you've been eating. Exercise like you've been exercising. You don't need to add things or change things or do anything crazy. Just focus on hydration. I would like to kind of push sleep in there too because I don't really have that in the program. But to each their own, hydration slash sleep would be the focus for the first week. Get your water in. Buy a water bottle that's, you know, 32 to 64 ounces. Carry it around everywhere you go. Drink the whole thing, one or two of them per day, every single day. Drink a glass or two of water when you wake up. Drink a glass or two before you go to bed if you don't pee yourself in the night. And focus on hydration because hydration will keep you feeling good, help with training, help with actually sticking to good nutrition because you're not going to be dehydrated and mistaking hydration for hunger. Very important first step. Water is, it's essentially our life fuel as humans. We need water. We need enough of it. Dehydration causes a host of problems that we don't want. So week one is hydration. And the cool thing about hydration is that it's super easy. You don't have to really change your life much to change, you know, how much water you drink. It's really as easy as just setting a timer on your phone, you know, to drink water every so often, carrying around a huge water bottle that you have to finish by the end of the day, those kind of things. Maybe you keep a water log where you try to hit 8 glasses or 10 glasses through the day. Don't worry too much about the number of ounces. Just drink more water than you have been. I like to shoot for roughly 2 64-ounce water bottles a day, not counting things like, you know, diet sodas, coffees, things like that doesn't count. That's like roughly my goal. I'm kind of more intuitive with it again, but set a goal, hit it for 7 days, and you've checked off the first step of lifestyle modification, which is hydration. And remember, this doesn't end at day 7. This is carrying forward. You're focusing on hydration for 6 weeks because you have to focus on week one through this whole program. So week two, in addition to hydration, you will ramp up activity. That's what I call it. This doesn't mean intense cardio. This doesn't mean gym sessions or workouts or anything. All you have to do is somehow track your steps. So buy a cheap activity tracker. Off-brand on Amazon is probably $20. You don't have to buy Fitbit or Apple Watch brands, although those are great. You can get an off-brand just to track your steps. So the first day of this week, get a baseline of your steps. If you walk 5,000 steps on average per day, which means even if you have one day where you walk 10,000, but the rest are 3,000, you're probably still averaging around 5,000, right? Take your average over a few days. Get an average steps per day or maybe 1 or 2 days just to get a baseline. Ramp that up by 2,000 steps. So you're just bumping up your activity a little bit. 2,000 steps is like a mile of walking or less. It's really not a lot. You're able to get that probably an extra 2,000 just by parking further away when you go to the store or to work, maybe taking, you know, a quick 10-minute walk after a couple meals gets you to that. So not a big deal, but you are just putting in that habit once again of being more active. The things you have to do to get an extra 2,000 steps of your baseline are the things that will modify your lifestyle and get you to be a more active person, which is a huge step in actually being more fit and healthy. And remember, I have a Walking for Fitness and Weight Loss ebook. If you want that, I actually put down my store for a little bit so I can redo the URL. If you want that ebook, just email me, jordanstoltzfitness@gmail.com. But walking activity is a huge component of health and fitness. So big deal. Ramp up activity, small steps, 2,000 step increase. It doesn't have to be crazy. Essentially, you're walking one more mile than you did before. In addition to walking that much more and staying hydrated, week 3 is focused on protein. That's all you have to do. You don't have to track your food. You don't have to eat more vegetables yet. You don't have to follow any special diet. All you have to do is include protein at every meal you eat. Protein does some really important things. Protein will help you stay full while you're dieting or eating. So a plate of pasta is going to be, even if the calories are the same, a plate of pasta is going to be less filling than pasta and a chicken thigh because you have less protein in just the plate of pasta. Even if the calories are equated, you're going to be way more full by having more protein. So protein is going to be the base of every single thing you eat, meaning if you have a snack and it's a bag of chips, don't worry about eliminating the chips. Just add protein to that. So you might have chips and some string cheese or a Greek yogurt or a protein shake. If you eat dinner and it's a, you know, like I use the pasta example already, but say you're having like stir fry. It's rice, vegetable stir fry. You're adding meat to that, right? You're basing it around protein. That is the focus of every meal and snack that you eat. You don't have to track it necessarily, although shooting for about 0.8 grams per pound of your body weight is a great place to start. Even 1 gram per pound is really good. For reference, I'm about 200 pounds and I eat anywhere from 175 to 210 grams of protein per day. But my focus isn't on the grams necessarily as much as building each thing I eat around a protein source. So, you know, for breakfast, if you have cereal, maybe you have a protein shake with it. For lunch, if you're having salad, you're adding chicken to that salad, things like that. And remember, again, because we're at the halfway point of the program already, you're doing everything from the prior week. So you're drinking more water. You're moving 2,000 steps more a day, and you're focusing on protein. Those things alone, you're going to start seeing progress. You might be losing weight already, and you might be feeling a lot better. Week 4, this is the big step. This is pushing yourself. This is kind of where discipline starts to come in, and that is you're reaching for 10,000 steps. You have already ramped up activity for 2 weeks, week 2 and week 3. You've bumped up for that 2,000. Now you might be at, I find most people are like not under 5,000. You might be like 4 to 6 somewhere in there. So you're probably walking 7 or 8 right now. Essentially, you're adding another 2,000 steps. You're still tracking your steps every day. And you know what we want to see is you hitting that 10,000 mark. There's nothing necessarily magical about 10,000 steps as a number, but it is like a cool goal to hit that 5-figure step. It is very realistic for everybody, I think, because even if you're really busy, you have time to walk, you know, in different ways. You can walk for like an hour and a half and hit that step that step goal all at once. You can take short, you know, maybe you bump your after meal walks up to 20. You take a meeting on the go with your phone. Lots of ways to do it. Again, I talk about this in the ebook, the Walking for Weight Loss ebook. You can email me for that. But week 4, you're reaching for 10,000. Week 5, you're doing everything. So 10,000 steps, protein, hydration. Week 5, I call colorful nutrition. You're focusing on colors, adding fruits and vegetables is what that means. Again, this isn't reducing the things you eat. This is adding. So to each meal and snack, you are now basing around protein and you have to add fruits and vegetables. Those things come first before you would add anything else. So if you're making a quick lunch, find your protein, then find your fruits and vegetables, and then add other things that you want. So if you're used to eating, you know, a hamburger or something, that's maybe a bad example. Say you're used to eating a deli sandwich. Now you would maybe bump up the meat in that deli sandwich, and you have to maybe add a salad because you're adding some vegetables. If you're eating a snack, you usually eat goldfish crackers or something. Can you tell I have a toddler? You eat goldfish crackers, and you know, maybe that's your normal snack. I gave you the challenge to base around protein, so now you're having a yogurt. Now you have to eat fruits and vegetables with it. You're going to be eating an orange. So now you're having a yogurt, an orange. You can still have the crackers. Are you going to? Do you think you're going to want as many? I don't know. Probably not. Especially if you're doing that fruits and vegetables and protein for every meal through the day. That is how you're building meals now. Part of your plate's protein. Part of your plate is either fruit or vegetables or both. And then you can add the rest of the meal from there. So week six, the final week. Now is the challenge, which again, like the 10,000 steps, will require a little bit of changing your life to change your life because you have to add weight training. You don't have to add 6 days a week of intense weight training. You don't have to be a bodybuilder. Some resistance training is going to go a very long way to protect and improve your metabolism, help you look better, hold a better body composition, and retain muscle as you diet, gain muscle as you gain. It's very important. I think it's the most efficient and effective modality of exercise that there is ever. So weight training, 2 days a week minimum, three is perfect. If you could do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday program, that would be ideal. This is something a coach can help you with, a trainer, if you're completely new. If you already weight train, you're just kind of doing this for fun, just be consistent with that weight training and progressing in that. So by week six, by the end of week six, let's review what you have, right? You're drinking more water. You're walking 10,000 steps. You're basing every meal around protein and fruits and vegetables. And now you're weight training. You're finding a weight training program. You're joining a gym. You're buying some dumbbells for your home, whatever. But you're consistent with that. That will be a hard step to take. It might take a few weeks to build up real consistency and habit with that weight training. But the idea here is that this isn't a six-week program and you're done. This is a six-week to infinity program, right? This is just a way to break it into small steps week by week to make small changes that will get you to that long-term change. Like I'm the business on lifestyle modification. I get way more excited about somebody implementing small changes and habits that are seem tiny to them and they're sticking to them for a year than someone who tells me they're going to go really hard for the next few months and get in crazy shape. I'm all right with that, but I just kind of know from experience that's going to fall off either midway or at the end, and they're going to kind of regress. So I prefer this, slow, sustainable approach that they can actually stick to long term. I've seen the quick fixes fail way too many times. And the cool thing about a lifestyle modification is that even if you don't get way better, like you're not in a crazy contest prep bodybuilder bikini competitor shape by the end of it, you're still sticking to it. So even if you're only getting a little bit better, you're better than you were, right? And that's kind of a hard thing to wrap your head around, but getting a little bit better and keep getting a little bit better every month or year even is better than getting way better and then dropping way off. Those big swings are actually pretty damaging to your mental health, I think, and even physical health. Way bigger fan of lifestyle modification. This won't be easy. This will take work, but I challenge you guys, if you're listening to this episode, to commit to the process of the six-week lifestyle modification program. You will change your life for the better. And just focusing on one thing per week is enough. And by the end of this, you're going to have the cornerstones in place of a healthy life. These are going to be habits that will stick to you long term, and they will just become normal life. And after they become normal life, you can start playing with fun things, and you know, you really don't have to do anything else other than this. You'll have a great fitness program set in place. You can start playing with other things though if you'd like, pushing yourself with those short-term extremes, but build this base of long-term habits first, and you'll see great changes in your life. That's it for today, everybody. Episode 459 of the podcast. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you later.